Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We have an emergency alert because the news over here in the United States has been totally blacked out as far as I can see. Fox News, all of them are not reporting anything about what's going on in Israel. And a major war has now broken out in Israel. Over 500 missiles have been launched by the enemy into Israel territory. This thing is going to go wild. Larry's on with us. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Yeah, if you want to just read some updates from Hal Turner, he's got a kind of a flow there of how everything's running.
Yeah, before I get into that, I wanted to read a little bit of Psalm 2. Folks, this is all about Psalm 2, what's going on in Israel. It's all about the kings of the earth. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. This is what we're coming up on. It's called the time of Jacob's trouble. It's a 7-year period of intense problems for planet Earth and humanity. And this is based upon the fact that they rejected Jesus Christ. And that's what Psalm 2 is all about. It is a rejection. And the Lord says, I'm going to put him on his throne in Israel, whether you like it or not. So here's where we are. And, you know, the United Nations is attempting to set up this one world government. And it's a direct opposite of when the Lord came down to the Tower of Babel and scattered mankind. The United Nations trying to bring all mankind together in a one-world, unified, hideous government. But God has other plans. Read Isaiah chapter 24, where he scatters humanity. In fact, the vast majority of the human race is destroyed. And we're coming right up on that. We're probably weeks, maybe days away from a huge thing that's going on. Larry suggested I read. I'm going to get to Hal Turner here. Major attacks emanating from Gaza into Israel. They hit a bus, evidently, and killed everybody on board. His latest update is Israel calls up all military reserve forces. I don't think that's ever been done, has it, Larry? Before?
Not that I know of, no. No, that means that's a war footing is what that is.
It says Israeli armor is now on the move towards Gaza. The invasion may take place today. Ongoing 500 missiles, mortars fired into Israel from Gaza. Today, Israeli army armor is being moved to Gaza. All IDF reserves are now activated. So when you call up all of the military reserve, and you are alerting all citizens, men, women, and children, that this is it. The problem is, this is probably going to go worldwide. It's a trap. And this is something that, like Psalm 2 says, this is all planned out. And the American people are comatose. They don't have a clue as to what's really going on. And there's something here, Larry, he did from Intel, from some source. Do you have that in front of you at all?
No, I don't. It's down low on his, as you go scan down his site, he's got, it's called intel sources information, I believe.
But basically what he's claiming, and I believe he's probably right, that this is going to bring in Russia, Turkey, the United States, possibly even China, because Israel is now surrounded on all sides, and they start launching. Have you heard of any reports of launches coming from the north, out of Lebanon and all of that area? This sounds like this thing is just going to go escalate rapidly.
I hadn't been reported yet, but they are expecting this. Matter of fact, in that intel source information that he posts, he indicates that from his sources, they're saying that, and by the way, I posted another newsflash number two today, which says the White House has announced that Israel is going military, being forced into it, and this is not on the news either. Nowhere on American news is it that the White House has announced Israel is going to war. It's so amazing, but Hal Turner indicates his sources are reporting that the White House has been advised and that the plans are already made and that they're expecting when the ground incursion begins with Gaza that there'll be missile attacks out of Syria and also out of Beirut, Lebanon. And then, of course, the report is that the intel seems to indicate that the U.S. and Israel is ready to attack Syria and the Iranians within Syria, with which expected losses will occur because of Russian fire. And then also the U.S. and Israel is expecting to return weapons fire at Russian forces in that region. So this really is going to escalate, and I don't see how it's not going to. It looks like it's planned.
Yeah, I think so, and I firmly believe, I can't prove it, that Putin and Trump and Bibi and who knows who else got together privately. It's not on the radar to discuss this. Psalm 2 does not exempt anyone. Psalm 2, this is, how do I word this? They are attempting to set up their new world order. And to do that, they have to have a major war. Putin himself said World War III was inevitable, was going to happen. And Obama, of all people, likewise said he could not stop World War III. Is this the beginning of World War III? The way it looks, yes, it is. And this is just going to escalate. He even talks about this gigantic escalation from fighting, which began yesterday after elements from the Israeli Defense Force entered Gaza covertly and attempted to kidnap top military commander of the Palestinians. Larry, I'm wondering if this isn't the bots' Israeli mistake.
Well, I thought
where they
of that
did something
too,
that was stupid. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought of that same thing when I read that, because it was a botched operation that they wound up, instead of kidnapping him, they had to kill him, and then they had firefights, you know, with the Palestinians, and they had to bomb, give air cover to get them out of there. And so, yeah, this could be the mistake that was made. I don't know, but the bot sure indicated a mistake.
Yeah, they sure did, and maybe this is it. Who knows? Maybe it's something else yet they're going to do that Israel is going to do. But anyway, here's an update from, this is from this morning. Long-range rockets fired at Beersheba. Most citizens of southern Israel ordered immediately to their bomb shelters. 57 rockets launched from Gaza in 15 minutes. So they are really getting hammered. All Israeli news channels are on special reports, with reporters in border towns unable to report because of the severity of the rocket attacks. We are getting live video. Richard Shaw forwarded us some stuff. And I guess it's, is that the IDF itself Twitter account that's coming from? Do you know, Larry?
Yes. Richard sent that. It's from the IDF's own account.
Wow. Then he gives this little assessment. If Hamas is able to launch 130 rockets in 20 to 30 minutes, what will Hezbollah be able to do? This is interpreted as a message from Syria and Iran and Hezbollah. During the first minutes of a war, Israel's defenses will be overwhelmed by thousands of missile launches that will be proven to be devastating to the state. Now, you have to remember Isaiah chapter 17. We may be looking at the war. I don't know. I can't tell anybody exactly what's going on. But the dating of all this, the timelines that are all connected, all of the signs that the Lord has given over and over and over again are now coming to pass at the correct time. So, okay, from 10:31, rocket sirens now sounding all the way up to Jerusalem. Rockets are impacting all the way to the Dead Sea and one near Jerusalem. Extreme long-range rockets for Gaza. Now, you may remember, Larry, we mentioned that Iran had supplied telemetry systems that they could put on those rockets, and evidently they did so because most of these rockets are hitting their targets. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct, and the latest report that just came out a little while ago says Egypt has warned Israel that the Hamas terror group is preparing the long-range missiles that they have, and all Israeli cities are going to come under missile attack. So Israel's been warned, and I guess they're preparing to go against that.
Well, this will just simply escalate into a war between the United States and the Soviets, which has long been predicted. We've probably got a few things to go yet. Ezekiel 38:39 talks about the taking of the United States. Most people don't realize that, but it's in there, and it's very, very clearly marked out. When you see Israel surrounded and not only probably Russian troops, but Turkish troops and everything surrounding or already on the mountains of Israel, we probably got a few days to a week before they decide to take the United States of America out. You'll find that in Isaiah chapter 47, Jeremiah chapter 50, Jeremiah chapter 51. Revelation, the book of Revelation, and Isaiah, Revelation 18 and 17. All of this is coming to pass much more quickly maybe than people realize. Anyway, it says on 10:47, residents of Beersheba and Ashkelon have been instructed to remain near their air raid shelters. 11:05, rocket fires continue. Israel setting up artillery. Unexpected development. Russian Foreign Ministry warns of a large-scale military confrontation in Gaza and calls for a return to the ceasefire, which, by the way, they violated right away. Netanyahu. What does this mean, Larry? Netanyahu has been rushed to the IDF headquarters in Tel Aviv as rocket strikes. Is that an underground facility for him?
Yeah, that really is a facility where most of the Israeli Defense Forces command headquarters are underground, and that usually is a meaning of imminent war, a ground invasion of some kind beginning.
Wow. Okay, 11:10, Netanyahu has been rushed to the IDF headquarters. Rocket smashes into house in Ashkelon. Multiple direct hits by rockets in towns in southern Israel. Emergency services declare mass casualties incident following a massive rocket attack from Gaza. On 11:21, and Larry, your app for how do we call it? Missile attack? That's been going off all day, right?
Oh, yeah. That started early this morning, and I mean just hundreds and hundreds of of alerts. It just it's like having a Christmas tree with you.
Anyway, Israeli Air Force striking positions in Rafah, Gaza. Gaza terrorists are now firing rockets with a range of more than 70 kilometers deep into Israel. Then a notice from Turner, the website is under electronic attack. Folks, people really ought to be furious with all major media, TV, and radio. Nothing. This whole thing has been nothing. There's nothing out there about it. This is a major war that could very easily lead to World War III, and they don't want the American people to know it. And this is probably part of their new, defense system, whereby even if they know that a nuclear attack is now taking place against the United States, they will not notify anyone. They have evidently done some research, and they feel it's better that people are out and about, and less people would actually get killed in a massive nuclear attack against the United States. So they've decided they're not going to tell you if a major attack takes place. Okay, 11:52, Israeli journalists reporting columns of Israeli armored vehicles heading to the Gaza border now. Okay, here it is, U.S. intelligence analysis. Here's what they claim. Israel will start a large, forceful ground op into Gaza. Hamas will counterattack. Hezbollah may also attack from Lebanon. Since Iran is key to supplying Hamas with weaponry, Israel will attack Iranian targets in Syria. So far, they've been deterred by the new S-300 Russian anti-aircraft in Syria. Syria and Russia will hit the attacking Israeli aircraft. Israel and the U.S. will reply back, plus add in all of those sanctions from the USA taking effect now on Iran and upon Russia, and everybody then will reply back. It will be the butterfly attack. So evidently this is an analysis of what our intel people think this will escalate into. Then at 12:36, Israeli officials are now publicly telling Israeli media if the Gaza factions extend the rocket fire beyond 40 kilometers, Israel will take off all the gloves in everything concerning retaliatory strikes into Gaza. Israel has now started hitting Hamas political sites, offices, in addition to rocket launches. It appears there are back channel warnings to cease the rockets, and of course they won't. Then in escalation, 220 projectiles filed from Gaza. That was at about 1 o'clock this afternoon. IDF is about to use methods it hasn't used in previous confrontations with Hamas, expected to accelerate. Naval vessels are now firing into Gaza. Hamas claims their militants fired a Cornet anti-tank missile on the Gaza border. IDF soldiers and border police are gathering in Ashkelon, breaking after a security assessment in Israel regarding escalating tensions with Hamas in Gaza. The IDF has been ordered to increase their strikes in Gaza. Another meeting is set to take place tomorrow. War is now inevitable, Egypt says. Al-Aqsa, is that Aqsa TV? Do you know how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Al-Aqsa TV.
Their studios have been completely destroyed with an airstrike. More missiles are being fired into Israel right now. Red alert going crazy in southern Israel again. I'm going to scroll down past some pictures of all this. Palestinian parliament building in Gaza City received warnings of an impending Israeli strike. Missile count, as of 3 p.m., 300 rockets and mortars have been fired at Israel. Palestinian Joint Operations Center announces decision to increase their strikes against Israel. Let's see. Okay, I'll scroll down here a little bit. Government of Israel has stated Hamas in Gaza has crossed the red line. Netanyahu has spoken with Trump and other key leaders. So they've all talked about this. This is Psalm 2. This is done to bring about the New World Order out of the ashes of the Phoenix. What's very, very interesting, Larry, in Norway, the northern lights were very, very heavy. And all of a sudden, the guy who took the picture of it said, the Phoenix bird showed up in the heavens.
Wow.
I think that's a warning, you know, because of the prophet. What was his name? I can't remember.
From Norway.
Johansson.
Anton Johansson.
Yeah, and he talked about war. So this is probably a warning that they have now going to go to war so that they could bring in their new world order. And this is going to get really nasty. Excuse me. In the United States. We're not going to get out from under this. This is all part of the plan. Anyway, spokesman says Joint Operations Room is seriously considering using long-range missiles. So this is the enemy. Millions will be in range. Okay, what's your analysis about this? If they start using long-range missiles, what is Israel going to do? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, it's very probable that, you know, of course, we know one thing. Israel has weapons that no one has seen used. You know, they've got lasers. They've got sonic weapons. They've got flying local area EMP devices. Nobody knows what they might use. They might use a sonic device and, you know, drop people to their knees in Gaza. I mean, there's a lot of options people are not aware of that Israel has, you know, probably more secret stuff than the U.S. has. But
yeah.
That's what's interesting. And there was a report, and I'd like your opinion on this, Stuart, and then you can go ahead and read. But now how true it is, I don't know, but Sartre Fall seems to indicate that information is coming out that Trump is moving a lot of war materials out of Norway back to the U.S.
Well, we got an invasion force coming in. I mean, they're calling it a caravan, but we know from inside intel that this is probably the final influx that God talks about, how he's going to invade America. I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, the Lord is doing this, folks. America is Babylon the Great. And Babylon has a fifth column move in, and that fifth column has been moving in now for a number of years. We've had report after report after report. They even have video, remember that, Larry, of armed soldiers coming across our border, AK-47s and military gear and military outfits, videotaped. Coming across the border. We have been filled with a fifth column operation. Truckers have reported that China has set up a number of military bases just south of the border in Mexico. Mexico is not our friend, never has been. And they are posing as Mexican soldiers. But the truckers who have gone in there say different. And I tend to believe the truckers. You know, everybody poo-pooed these underground tunnels that go all across the United States and probably around the world, deep underground tunnels. And everybody said, nah, that's not true. It's all just hocus-pocus. Well, now we have a number of truckers who have taken videos of their trips through these vast underground tunnels, underground cities, et cetera, et cetera. They're there. The underground area is for the elite to go into and whoever they have selected. While you and I get to stay outside and be butchered by whatever forces come in. Anyway, the last thing from Hal Turner via his intel sources, this is it. It's going wild weasel. It will get out of control within 48 hours, and the regional war will be a fact. So whether this involves Daniel chapter 8, Isaiah 17, we don't know yet. We'll just have to wait and see. I put a notice up for November 17th. It's a heads-up date. I'm not saying what's going to happen or if anything's going to happen, but it's a real heads-up date. I don't have time to get into it. We're going to run out of time here. What else you got, Larry?
Well, really interesting, and I'd like your opinion on this. You said you had some comments. I sent you a Breaking Israel news report where three rabbis in Israel has been warning the IDF to prepare for Gog Magog.
Yes. Yeah, all the, they know perfectly well what's going on. And don't forget North Korea, folks. Do not poo-poo North Korea. North Korea has set up, what was the last report, 16 new missile bases? Remember the rabbi? He said it was North Korea that would strike Israel, and I believe it's North Korea that's going to be the first one to strike the United States. People, you got to remember, North Korea and Iran and China are big buddies, and so isn't Russia. They can move, and in fact, there was a prophecy some guy had where several, I guess, missiles from North Korea took out several of our cities, and nobody knew where they had come from. They couldn't figure out where they came from. Well, they probably came from North Korea. And the rabbi also said that the North Korean missiles would be visiting Israel. So if that happens, we're going to be in a nuclear war, and it'll take place really, really quickly when it happens. Hopefully, cool heads will prevail. Hopefully, there will be a delay. But we're getting awful close with the timelines. Remember that all of this stuff that's going on is United Nations sanctioned privately. They're assisting our so-called caravans that are coming in. I think this is the final influx of fifth column. And when the signal is given, the ones that are here are going to rise up just like the Bible says they will. They will rise up and cause great mischief. We will be preoccupied. And then suddenly they will attack from without. I can't tell you when that's going to be. It might be a year from now. It might be a week from now. We don't know what the timeline actually is going to be. So, but anyway, for the rest of November and through January is really, really a heads up for the timelines and the numbers game that everybody plays. So anyway, thanks a lot for coming on, Larry. Anything else before we quit?
Yeah, I was just going to remind people how in America, if you're watching your TV news, all you can do is California vote. I mean, Florida votes over and over and over. It's so ironic.
Yeah. People should be so angry at major media. They are not telling you anything about this. They are liars. They are deceivers. I think they're mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, as liars. All major media, including Fox News, nothing but a bunch of liars. What do we have in Washington, D.C.? Nothing but a bunch of seditious and treasonous Congress. And we're going down, folks. I can't tell you how long it's going to take, but we're going down. Nobody from the deep state communists are in jail or even being indicted. Meanwhile, some of the Trump people are in prison already. They haven't done anything, really. So this is where we're at, and keep your heads up. And I hope you're in the Lord's wings and you're being protected. If not, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. Take care. We'll bring you another update as soon as we know it. Good night, everyone. Thanks, Larry.